One of the reasons we do a lot of young adult fiction on this show is because it is a genre that right now is really allowing compelling voices to tackle hard subjects in interesting ways. In the book Hush, a cabal of magical men have literally stolen people's ability to distinguish fact from fantasy. The main character, Shay, is on a quest to find out who killed her mother and uncover what is really behind a plague that is destroying the land. Along the way, she learns that the most dangerous thing is to speak the truth. The author of this book is Dylan Farrow. That's the daughter of Mia Farrow and sister of Ronan Farrow. She has alleged that her adoptive father, Woody Allen, abused her when she was a child, something he has denied. This book was inspired by her experience. Dylan Farrow spoke to us from Bridgewater, Connecticut. I began by asking her about the fictional land the story is set in.
Well, Montaigne has been hit by a lot of strife, and it's mostly a deserted wasteland spotted with a few rundown little towns at this point. They were the victim of a pandemic, believe it or not. All of this is sort of held together by the ruling power known as High House.
And the main character is a young woman called Shay, and she grew up in one of these poor villages. She was an outcast because her brother was killed by that terrible plague called the Blot. And there's something different about her, right? She has powers, but she doesn't exactly know what they are.
Exactly. There's a lot of misinformation and no information running around in the land of Montaigne. So Shay is very much on her own trying to sort out what exactly is happening to her. A huge portion of her journey of self-discovery is learning to adapt and trust her own intuition in finding out who she is and what she can do.
I do want to talk about what you write at the end of the book. You write that you grew up loving fantasy novels, that they were a refuge. Tell me about your love of fantasy.
I guess I found a sort of escapism in that particular genre. It's so imaginative and rich and vibrant and different from reality. And I guess it was a safe haven for me.
I'm going to touch on something a little sensitive that you bring up in the afterword. You say that your adoptive father used the overwhelming power of a verbal campaign to lead an entire generation into believing a false narrative. And this book is clearly about abuse of power and abuse of trust that is rooted in your own experience. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, one of the things I have discovered over the years since coming forward with my own story is that it's not as uncommon as I would have believed earlier on in my life. The story of women in particular and young women having to struggle to tell their stories truthfully and to draw power for themselves from that is not exclusively my story.
I mean, what the world knows about you is mostly what has been written about you, and everyone has expressed some sort of opinion. Is writing this book a way of staking a claim to your own story?
That seems fair. aside from, you know, wanting to express myself creatively in, you know, the world building and the character development and the story planning, I've always wanted to express myself this way.
And it allows complicated subjects to be sort of dealt with in a setting that might not feel so loaded, right? I mean, what I love about fantasy is that you're still dealing with the themes that you would deal with in any book and novel, but they are taken in a context that makes it seem almost safer to sort of process them.
I think that's absolutely right, yes. I think that's probably also one of the reasons why I was so drawn to the genre as a whole. It both takes a step back and makes its content very relatable. You don't necessarily have to be in a room with a dragon, but if you're if you've ever experienced being in a situation where you felt such terror that a monster is coming after you or something like that, I feel like it provides a safe space to explore feelings that you might not necessarily process in your day-to-day.
You know, we should say you have a partner and a child and a whole full life, but I am curious, were you worried about having to bring your story out into the public discourse again?
I feel very differently about this book than I do about previous things I have written. It puts forward a part of me that I'm more excited about. It comes from a part of myself that I don't despise, I guess. In a lot of ways, it feels a lot more authentic.
And we should say there's a sequel coming.
There is, yes.
How far along are you?
I'm currently in the middle of chapter 16.
Okay.
Yes. It's been a wild ride for Shay and me.
Dylan Farrow is the author of Hush. Thank you very much.
Thank you.